Vivis. Hi, everyone. My name is Martha Hassel, and you're listening to my podcast, Dichos. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Dichos. I know, yo sé lo que me están pensando. Yo sé lo que me van a decir, pues, ¿qué onda contigo, mujer? Like, it's been a while. O sea, no te hemos, you know, visto, no te hemos oído. Like, it has been a minute. I took somewhat of a short break. Que, bueno, a mí se me hace cortito, pero a ustedes, you know, probably not. But in the meantime, I've had a lot of new people reach out to me saying that, you know, they've listened to previous podcast episodes y que les encanta. Y eso es lo que, it, you know, makes me miss y'all. Because I'm like, oh my God, they like the past episodes and I need to completely, like, continue with this. And it's just me being, like, very hard on myself, porque la cosa es que no me gusta compartir cualquier historia con ustedes, you know, I wanted to have a meaning behind it, and obviamente me gusta compartirles historias o dichos que, you know, I've gone through in the past, and so whenever, like, I hear a new dicho, or, you know, I go through it, like, now, recently, and, like, when I mean recently, it's, like, maybe within the last, you know, 6 months, it's usually, like, not tied to a really interesting story. It's como algo pequeño que me pasa que mi mamá dice, pues, you know, and she comes out, she, like, completely busts out, like, a new dicho, y pues yo, pues, ¿qué onda? ¿Qué quiere decir eso? You know, like, I never heard of that. And so it makes sense, you know, to whatever it is I'm going through. I should probably start recording while I'm going through that, right? That would be, like, vlogging, though. I don't know if I could do that. But, o sea, como les digo, you know, como me pasa muy rápido, como en el momento, y entonces como que se me olvida por completo, you know, and aparte de que, like, I don't think it's an interesting story enough for me to, like, record an entire podcast around, pero pues, maybe, like, I'm just being too hard on myself, like I said, y pues esa es la razón que a veces, you know, I kind of hesitate on creating a new episode, or it takes me so long, you know, to kind of think about, like, a concept or an idea, Porque aparte, you know, obviously I have a day job, you know, I know that I've mentioned this before, and I know that many of you already know that I work for a local public television station, and so working in media kind of always has you, you know, no 2 days are alike, you know, and always kind of, you know, on your toes, and so that being said, it's been kind of a whirlwind. We just got finished doing auction, y eso como que me tiene un poco así como desubicada, you know, porque como todos los días se mezclaban, you know, everything would just mesh together, y pues yo no sabía ni qué día era a veces, and I was just like, oh my gosh, like, it's crazy, pero ya, por fin, se acabó todo por ahorita, y I have a little bit more of a downtime, and so just recently, I, you know, some new people reached out to me, DM me, y pues hay varias gente que obviamente quieren, you know, to collaborate with me, or, you know, they just reach out to me and tell me that they really enjoy the podcast. So thank you so much for that. Shout out to all of those who have done so. Muchísimas gracias por decirme esto, porque, you know, I do enjoy the feedback. I do enjoy knowing that someone is out there being able to connect to me, you know, and que algo sirve de que yo les diga esas historias, ¿verdad? And so that, all of that being said, I wanted to record a new podcast for you, and I hope you enjoy them. So I'll go ahead and get into the dicho of the week. So stay tuned, and I'll be right back. Okay, the dicho of the week. The dicho of the week is, el interés tiene pies. So let me repeat that. El interés tiene pies. And basically what that means is that, well, in this instance, like, interés, they're referring to it as a person. So if the person has feet, then the person, basically what it means is, like, that person is doing things out of convenience or because it's beneficial to them. O sea, que todo tiene un precio y todo cuesta, mijita. So, like, people aren't, like, not always genuine with you, and you're always going to meet someone who's, like, doing things because, you know, les conviene. Y yo sé que mucha gente out there, like, feels me on this, because I know that at least once in your lifetime, you met that person. You've either met that person, or they're your friends, or you found out later. It could even be family, porque nunca sabe uno, ¿verdad? Like, a veces la familia también es igual así, you know? But it's true, like, everywhere you go, like, you're always going to meet that person. And I know that many of you have probably at least once in your lifetime met that person. Entonces, en esta situación, yo les quería platicar sobre, how different my mom and I are when it comes to people who are like not genuine. And so for me, like I'm very like kind of I would, consider myself grounded. I would like to think that I'm a grounded person and that I have my feet on the ground. I am a dreamer, somewhat of a dreamer. No les voy a mentir, pero pues a la misma vez, I do like try and stay humble, ¿verdad? Pero a la misma vez, like, I don't like fake people. Y si yo siento que una persona is not genuine with me, then I'm not gonna waste my time on them. O sea, no voy a gastar mi tiempo y mi energía en una persona que no vale la pena para mí. And so my mom is completely different. Mi mamá hace amigos con todo el mundo. Like, she can, like, be at the grocery store and she will be, like, become besties with, like, the person in front of her. And me, on the other hand, I literally go to the grocery store, like, at night or early in the morning porque no quiero ver a nadie. Like, I'm so antisocial sometimes. I don't want to run into anyone. But mi mamá, she's just, like, over here, like, talking to everyone. And it's gotten to the point where I'm just like, I asked her, ¿quién es esa persona? And she's like, no sé, la acabo de conocer. They will go as far as like to exchange phone numbers and email addresses and sometimes even like address. And I'm just like, Dios mío, like, really? But anyways, I love my mom for it, because she's just like that person. But at the same time, because she is that person, obviamente she meets a lot of people who are just are not, I feel, are not genuine with me. And so, I like kind of try and keep an eye out for her, porque I feel like she's just very oblivious to, and very accepting of everyone, that she's very oblivious to people who are just kind of, taking advantage. Y así como ella me platica a mí, obviamente, like, she calls me out, like, whenever she feels like someone around me is not being genuine. So then I do the same thing for her. Obviamente, I will tell her, le voy a decir, pues sabes que no la siento así como que de verdad es su amiga, or like whatever it is, And my mom and I have that relationship. Like, we're like, I don't know, we talk to each other like that. But, anyways, because she is like that, she's like very accepting. And lately, and just recently, y les voy a contar porque I feel like a lot of Hispanic families are like this. It's, I don't know, I know que y'all can relate to this. Or some of you, at least like the ones who like is son que tienen familia como de México, México, you get so practice the traditions here. Pero my mom, my tía, like literally a lot of women in my family. I don't know if you remember, like there was like this time in life where like the tattoo cosmetics were like in, like tattoo eyebrows and tattooed eyeliner. I know there's like a word for it, but I don't remember what it's called. But like que se hacían así como se tatuaban la ceja, and the eyeliner, and if you querían like un lunar junto a la boca or whatever it was, it's just weird. Like, I can't believe people did that. And my mom is one of those people. She has her eyebrows tattooed, and she also has like permanent eyeliner. And so, so do a lot of women in the family, like my tia, my cousin, a lot of people actually. My other tia, my other cousin. Excuse me. So this is where I think like people can relate, because they were gonna go get their eyebrows retouched, because they already have the tattoo, obviously, because it is a tattoo, it fades, and so they have to go and get it retouched, right? And so, iba a ir así como mis tías y mis primas, and then I think two other friends and my mom were gonna go, and then my mom, y ella quería que yo vaya con que yo fuera con ella, but I didn't have time. I think I actually had to work that day, and so, hold on, excuse me. And so, excuse me. I always have to have like a glass of water or something near me because I talk so much that like I don't know how like talk hosts do it. Well, I guess because they have commercials in between, right? They don't have to talk the entire time. But so anyways, I wasn't gonna be able to take her. And which meant, excuse me, which meant she had to depend on her friend to take her. And so the person that she asked to take her es una amiga, and I say that like in quotation marks, like friend, una amiga, que ella conoce desde cuando, like maybe like a little less than a year. And I was surprised that she was going to go with her porque pues no se, like nunca se juntan casi, you know. But this, you know, lady wanted to get her eyebrows tattooed too, y toda la cosa. And of course my mom, you know, needed to go to this appointment porque esta persona que les iba a hacer el tatuaje, you know, this lady who's going to tattoo their eyebrows, it's like one of those ladies who like comes, you know, and goes from Mexico and in here, and they stay here like, I don't know, like they come like twice a month or like once a month, and si no las cachas entonces, then you have to like literally wait like weeks or months for them to come back, and you're just like, what's that? No. And I know like a lot of people are like that. I know that a lot of people can relate to that porque yo sé que you know someone who's like that, who actually comes and like stays here like una semana o algo, does a little side, you know, hustle job, and then goes back to Mexico. So that's what this lady was. And so my mom, obviously, she was able to get an appointment with her. Y pues le tengo que cachar porque se va a ir tal día. Yo no sé cuándo va a regresar, etc., etc. And she's like, pues mi amiga, you know, let's just call her. I'm trying to think of a name that, like, my mom has so many friends that I feel like any name that I come up with, ella tiene una amiga así. Yeah, so I'm just going to come up with, like, a common name, like, let's just say Maria, you know, like, Maria, right? So, Maria is very common, I think. That sounds kind of, like, racist, right? Oh, that's terrible. Or prejudice, not racist, but, prejudice. I'm sorry about that. You know, we're Hispanics, we're Latinas, so Maria. Maria was going to come back, like, you know, I don't know, and a month and a half. So, Maria, not Maria. Yeah, my, who's that? What am I, wrong with me? I completely forgot the story. There you go. ya me ubiqué de nuevo. Sorry about that. It's like a little detour. So, I was talking to, see, this is, esto es lo que pasa cuando les cambio el nombre a todos. You know, this is why I can never lie. So, now you know that I never lie and I don't make up these stories because you will catch me in a lie. So, vamos a decir que, I'm just going to like, gosh, can I just come up with like a simple name like Jessica? Okay, so Jessica, it's because my mom's name is Maria and it was confusing me. So, Jessica la amiga told my mom que la iba a llevar, you know, and I was like, okay, pues está bien que te lleve, whatever, this and that. And my mom was like, well, bueno, perfecto, you know, vienes por mí, pero pues tengo una amiga que también quiere ir, and do you mind taking her as well? And so that friend's like, no, like, I don't want to take her. And that friend, like, Jessica, is very direct. Obviamente, le dijo directamente a mi mamá, like, sabes que no la voy a llevar a ella, nomás te llevo a ti. Yo no la conozco a ella, she's not my friend, and she's just one of those people que, o sea, like, she won't do it, you know? Like, she doesn't like people unless she knows you. And so she's like, no la conozco a ella. You know, no lo voy, yo te llevo a ti, or whatever. You can tell her to follow us in her own car. Which I thought was kind of like, you know, I don't know, a witchy, like, kind of mood, you know? I was like, why would she say that? Like, why, like, ¿qué le cuesta llevarla a las dos? You know, if you're already, like, driving and that friend, that other friend was going to come to my mom's house and, you know, Jessica las iba a levantar a las dos, or she could, you know, so easily. But, whatever. And so, Jessica dijo, bueno, te llevo a ti. And so she took my mom and the other lady followed her. And so they all went together or whatever. And my mom had gone to the lady and she was getting her tattoos, her eyebrows tattooed. Y me acuerdo que I called her during this time and her friend Jessica answered, and Jessica said, no puedo hablar con mamá porque se está, you know, tatuando la ceja or whatever. And I was like, oh, okay, gracias, you know, I'll call her back or whatever. And so my mom called me when she was done, and she goes, and I was like, ¿cómo te fue? ¿Qué onda? You know, I was like stuck at work, so I wasn't able to take her, and but I wanted to check up on her. She's like, fíjate que sí me hizo el trabajo bien, you know, because these ladies, you know, it's like always a hit or miss. Like, it's so risky, like, because you don't know, like, what, if they're going to do, like, a botched job or not, you know? Like, if they're legit and, Tampoco te quieres que te dé una infección or anything like that. They use clean needles, etc., etc., which is another reason, why I like to go with my mom to, certain things like this, because, obviamente, I like to keep an eye out for her, right? Because she's just so, oblivious to a lot of things around her. And so, le dije, pues, ¿cómo te fue? Do you think she did a good job? Also, was she clean, this and that? And so, just kind of asking her, generic, basic questions. And she's like, sí, todo bien, me fue bien. Creo que me quedó súper bien, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, pero fíjate que no traje todo el dinero. And I ended up getting mi cejas and my eyeliner tattooed. Y me faltaban $20. Y le pregunté a esta Jessica que si me puede prestar los $20, and I would give her, I would pay her back whenever we got back to the house. And I was like, oh, okay. And I assumed that Jessica has said yes. Y fíjate que no me los quiso prestar. And I was like, what? Digo, o sea, no te quiso prestar los $20. And she goes, sí, le dije, and Jessica had money with her, porque Jessica le dijo a mi mamá, obviamente, que she had money with her, and she showed her the money. And so my mom tells her, pues, cambiar de 100, I will pay you back when I get to the house. Y Jessica le dice, ay, no, yo no voy a cambiar mis $100 porque, I don't, porque luego me los gasto or something like that, And so I thought, I was like, ooh, what a witch, I was like, o sea, no, por eso no me gusta gente así. Le digo, nomás fue contigo, le digo, ni creas que esa es una amiga, nomás fue contigo porque obviamente le convenía a ella, because she wanted to meet this lady so she could get her eyebrows tattooed, right? And then she's like, I go, because you never hang out with her. Y luego, de repente, she heard that you were getting your eyebrows tattooed, that you had met someone that would do it cheaper, and de repente te habla, and she's like, oh, I'll pick you up, y te llevo allá, or whatever. And she's like, ya sé. And I was like, oh, por eso no me caí bien, And I was just going kind of venting on her. And it's true because I never really liked Jessica from the very beginning. And so, I don't know, como que sientes, esa energía. I'm very good, I think, at reading people and energies and stuff like that. And so, desde el principio, la energía no estaba ahí, mijita. I was just like, something is off about her. But anyways, I told my mom, I was like, pues no me caí bien, y eso está mal. Y le digo, did she end up getting her tattoo, her eyebrows tattoo? And she goes, fíjate que no. And I was like, what? She goes, she made me go first because she's like, a ver, ¿cómo te queda a ti? And I was like, oh my God. I was like, I don't know why I had to clap for this. I'm telling you a chisme or a story time. I was like, I am so glad that I was not there because I would have told her something. No. O sea, who, I go, why would you hang out with people like that? ¿Por qué crees que es una amiga? She is not a friend. She's just literally taking advantage of the fact that she used you for the connection and she used you for her guinea pig. And so I was like, please don't hang out with her again. Be civil with her y toda la cosa. Pero oh my God, I was like, I could not believe that my mom just, I don't know, didn't care. And after that, they still hung out. They've talked after that a few times, her and Jessica, and they've gone out a few times already, to lunch and stuff like that. Pero, o sea, yo no soy así. I'm very opposite. Yo no voy a gastar mi tiempo. Once you do that to me, honey, you show your true colors. Oh, heck no. I do not need you in my circle of trust here, okay? Si no puedo contar contigo en las malas, what do I expect? Obviamente no quiero contar contigo en las buenas. You don't deserve to have my energy and my, the success, And so, eso me llenó así como de, oh, I don't know, just some sort of mood. And that's the story that I wanted to share with y'all. It's more like a little chisme, but I know that you've met someone like that in your life. I mean, let me know if you have or you, if you haven't, pues qué milagro. You must be living under a rock because they're everywhere. Hay gente así por todos lados. Y como te digo, I deal with it obviously because my job is it's a given. You're gonna deal with that. You're gonna have people. I've had people who reach out to me que nunca jamás me dirigieron la palabra in college. But de repente, I'm like, oh, hi, how have you been? I remember you at school. And I was like, honey, we never hung out. how do you remember me? But oh, just like things like that, you know? I'm just like, and I know that it sounds very like trivial and just kind of superficial, but oh, it goes back to like me saying, you know, you have to like be very picky about your friends sometimes, because life is tricky. Life will throw you a curveball. And if you do not have good people around you, it's going to affect you. Mi papá, como les decía, you know, mi papá siempre dice que los amigos se conocen en el hospital, en la cárcel, o en la muerte. And I always found that to be true, you know, because it's when you're at your lowest point in life that you reach out to friends. And como, por ejemplo, esta amiga que no le podía ni prestar los $20 a mi mamá, o sea, son $20. Like, it's not like my mom wasn't going to pay her back. O sea, no cuentas con esa amiga. You can't contar con ella. Y mi mamá siempre dice, sometimes, I don't know if your parents have ever said this, or if you heard this expression, pero my mom dice, si sabes contar, no cuentes conmigo. And she always says that expression. So it translates to, if you know how to count, don't count on me or with me. And I think it's just the funniest thing sometimes. But that's what I think about, you know, like, and ejemplos como estos, like these situations. O sea, si sabes contar, no cuentes con esa persona. Don't do it. Honey, do not get involved with the wrong people. And just be real picky about who you know, compartes con energía with. Life is too short for you to just be like around negative people who are just like going to bring you down and don't add value to your life. And I'm not talking about, you know, monetary value or super on a superficial level or like anything like that. I'm talking about value as like quality, like genuine, you know, I'll be here like for you no matter what kind of energy. So anyways, that was my nature of the week. I hope that you enjoyed it. I hope that you enjoyed this little snippet of chisme. And remember, el interés tiene pies. Remember that dicho, because they're everywhere. Let me tell you, they are everywhere. I will see you hopefully soon with another episode and another dicho. Sigan compartiendo, sigan, you know, following me, and reach out to me and DM me. And I will talk to you soon. All right, bye. I love y'all. Don't forget that you can follow me on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Dichos Podcast. You cannot miss me, guys. El logo tiene un huevo amarillo. At least that's what it looks like. So you can go ahead and share with your friends, like my posts, slide into my DMs porque me encanta oír las historias de ustedes. And if you have anything to share with me, let me know. Leave some feedback and comments. If you have a dicho in particular that you would like for me to, you know, contar una historia, let me know that as well. Así que go share. Dichos Podcast, Facebook, and Instagram.